Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Pete Buttigieg, the former Transportation Secretary under the Most Holy One, His Eminence Saint Barak I of his name. But of course, the real reason Pete is so famous is that he was the first openly gay presidential candidate to win a primary, and then the first Senate-confirmed cabinet member who was openly LGBTQ2SIA+#4B. Yes, we know Janet Reno was probably at least L, if not more, but this was never confirmed openly, so it does not count. And of course, Pete Butt, as we like to call him, despite being an almost untouchable member of our order, sort of a made gay man, if you might say, has recently broken ranks by trying to, and I say this with the greatest of personal pain, destroy the glorious and harmonious unity of the holy acronym string. Following on the heels of the apostate Rahm Emanuel's now infamous embrace of the total heresy that women cannot become men, NPR's Morning Edition asked Pete Butt about transgender athletes. And I warn you, this is very painful to hear. Comfort plushies and anxiety blankets are in the back of the sanctuary if you need them.
Most reasonable people would recognize that there are serious fairness issues if you just treat this as not mattering when a trans athlete wants to compete in women's sports.
Meaning the parent who's complained about this has a case, in your opinion.
Sure.
I could not believe he said it. And right there on NPR in front of Gaia and everybody. To acknowledge the transphobes may have a point was so horrifying, but it got worse.
Chess is different from weightlifting, and weightlifting is different from volleyball, and middle school is different from the Olympics. So that's exactly why I think that we shouldn't be grandstanding on this as politicians. We should be empowering communities and organizations and schools to make the right decisions.
So now, in addition to denying the existence of trans women, because if they exist, they're women, and if they are women, they should be in women's sports, duh, Pete Butt is saying different sports, skill levels, and even layers of government might have different nuanced answers to this basic question of human rights? No, sir, Mr. Gay. Human rights are human rights, no matter what sport, no matter what level. And for you to say otherwise is hurtful. You have exposed a long-hidden crack in the middle of the holy acronym string's essence. You are reminding people that sexual orientation and gender identity are not really the same thing. In fact, are not even all that closely related. But for years, we have deliberately been ignoring this by mashing all the letters and numbers and symbols together into one giant holy rainbow safe space. For you to acknowledge that lesbian, gay, and bisexual are one sort of concept, and that transgender and intersex are another, and that two-spirit, questioning, and asexual might each be their own third, fourth, and fifth thing, is to strike a blow at the very heart of our artificial alliance of alternativity. As you know, all too well, allowing such divisions, allowing such questions, is directly incompatible with membership in our wisdom collective. So Secretary Buttigieg, or as some people call you, Michael Cera, if he were a man, we hereby cast thee out and cancel thee without prejudice, since of course everything we do is fully prejudice-free. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, as much as we are pained to bring you the excommunication of Pete Butt, there is a bright line at the end of this transgender tunnel of alternative love, and that brightest of lights comes from none other than the bravely cultural avant-garde of USA Fencing, Minnesota. As most of you already know, President Hates a Lot has ordered transgender women out of women's sports. As a result, USA Fencing has now an official policy prohibiting fencers identified male at birth from competing in women's divisions. This, of course, followed similar recent policy changes by the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic committees. Disgusting. But sometimes there are still heroes. USA Fencing Minnesota, or UFM, as we will call them, rightly called this capitulation harmful and reaffirmed their commitment to protecting so-called biological men in their right to compete against so-called biological women. Their solution? This is so clever. They will only sanction mixed gender events from now on. That's right, no more men's or women's divisions, no more separate but equal. All will fence against all, and may the best man, woman, or other win. Of course, we absolutely adore this decision because finally someone is challenging the sexism at the heart of traditional sports, the very idea that men and women are different and that women are inferior to men, thus necessitating protecting them from competing against men. Do you not see how insulting it is to tell a 5'10" female volleyball star that it's unfair to let a 6'9" male volleyball star compete against her? Do you not grasp how wrong it is to have a WNBA and a separate NBA when what we should have is just BA? Finally, women everywhere can prove they're just as good at everything as men, starting with fencing. Now look, we know some of you are afraid the men will simply outperform the women, and this will lead to women being excluded from sports, which they can't win at, which will only reinforce the patriarchal premise of male physical superiority. But dear Otherin, don't you see that if it turns out that men consistently outfence women in direct competition, that will not prove male superiority? Quite the contrary. It will once and finally prove that fencing is systemically sexist. I mean, if men can consistently beat women at the activity, then it must be sexist. And if other sports have the same result, it will prove they are sexist too. And after exposing this, it will let us rewrite the rules of sport to expunge the misogyny at the heart of anything that denies the obvious fact that men and women are equal, interchangeable, and indistinct, just as nature herself shows. Now, some foolish heretics will say, the only way you can discriminate against women in sport is if there actually is some difference between men and women that the rules could favor, and that seeing this proved once and for all will force us to concede there are differences. Not so, dear Otherin. For we know that we are so adept at denying reality in favor of ideology that we're very well equipped to deny and blame shift like the pros we are, especially since it will allow us to loudly and frequently accuse anyone who disagrees with us of being male chauvinist pigs and sexist defenders of the patriarchy. So well done, USA Fencing Minnesota, and thank you for showing us the path toward a gender-blind society where we can blindly force everyone to not see the differences between men and women. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our most delicately constructed crepe paper tambourine with gossamer tassels of tenderness for Manny Hernandez, the breathwork practitioner from Chicago who has created one of the most powerful forces for good in our modern society, the Lake Michigan Scream Club. Yes, every Sunday evening, hundreds of agitated, frustrated, angry, pent-up millennials gather on the concrete shore of the Windy City for a few minutes of intense catharsis. Step one, they write their woes as intentions on specially designed biodegradable slips of paper. Step two, they intentionally focus on achieving nirvana. Step three, they decisively crumple the paper and breathe in. Step four, they hurl their painful but bio-friendly intention crumples into the water and emit whatever scream expresses their emotions authentically at that moment, fearlessly. Step five, they repeat this two more times. Step six, breathing heavily, perhaps sweating from the exertion, they smile, relax, and turn to one another in serene self-satisfaction for a hug or a nod of encouragement, or perhaps even the occasional offer to go consume some medical marijuana, dye each other's hair a new color, and get naked, and just see what happens. Relief and love are definitely in the air. So what does it sound like? Prepare yourselves for one of the most beautiful sounds you will ever hear, the authentic and soothing sound of pure wokeness. Is that not one of the most comforting and invigorating things you've ever heard? I know, me too. This is most definitely the sort of thing that only an expert in the field, the rest of us have no idea how to do right, like breathing, could invent.
What I've seen, people have been really excited to just be able to cathartically scream at the top of their lungs, and they feel good about it.
And yes, the community of screamers is drawn into each other's arms for comfort, companionship, and perhaps more.
There's tears. There are people who, as soon as they let go of that first scream, we do three, they're already crying, they're hugging each other.
So in a world that produces so much pent-up stress and anxiety, in a world that tells you to keep it all inside, the Windy City Scream Club and breather-in-chief Manny Hernandez tell you to stand on the ledge of Lake Michigan and let it all exhale. For all of you who don't have prayer to a deity or a holy text to read or confession or communion or a place to meet for praise and worship and fellowship, for all who find no comfort in the time-tested ways of organized religion, we offer you a new ritual, the Holy Sacrament of Collective Outburst. It's a new liturgy for a new day, a cacophony of catharsis. Yes, dear Otherin, we will scream, we will rage, we will breathe and exhale the holy spirits of angst and frustration, and afterward, we will hug it out and cry together for love, for hope, for clicks. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal, and go forth and transgress no more.